Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. So we're here again to do some healings with everybody. So on the last show, we had a request to do some water charging. So I'd like you all, if you would, to get a glass of water. Like 8 ounces would be very adequate. And just go get that right now. We'll be doing water charging probably in the next 10 minutes here. And so what I'd like you also to do, if you're not already on the Creation Lightship, we'll say homepage on Don's website here, just scroll down, click on Creation Lightship Healings, and scroll down for the beautiful light being to be in front of you. And we'll be using her to do some water charging after she gets activated here. So for the new people, we'll just describe the lightship. It comes here once every 2,000 years. There's only one Creation Lightship. This is not UFO-based, like our space brothers will call them that we see with the lights in the sky. This is true creation energy, completely different frequencies. And it's the frequency that created everything in the universe. So they're here now to help us at the end of our 2000 cycle shift here. And people talk about the 2012 shift, and that's what we're probably here to be doing. Either earlier or after that time. They don't give me any information on when the shift is going to occur naturally, but it will occur. And what we're going to do, first of all, if you have your glass of water, what I'd like you to do is to just put it in front of you, and we're going to activate the light beam in a few minutes here. So we're first going to get you tuned up to accept more healing energy into your body. Remember, your mind can say, yeah, you want to have a healing, but it's the energy densities, the emotional traumas, and the lack of being in your body that is the reason why you don't heal. So this is very important to get your energy system in full alignment. So we're first going to go to your chakras, and the lightship is going to work with them to get them in the right direction for you, the right orientation, so that your physical body can accept more healing energy. So we're going now to your heart chakra. This is number 4. And moving that around for everyone. There we go. Now we're going to go up to your 5th chakra, your throat. And moving that. And you might feel energy shift in your body as this is happening. And now we're going to go to your 3rd eye. This is, we'll say, your forehead, your psychic screen that you have, your intuition, and realigning that for you. And now we're going to go down to your power chakra. This is your solar plexus beneath the heart. There we go. And now we're going to the 2nd chakra, just below the navel area. This is your creativity. And the base of your spine, the 1st chakra. There we go. We're at an opening now. If you'd like to have that done, you can. Just sit back and relax. With the light shift, there's nothing for you to do. You just sit back and relax, and they do it all for you. So it's not like many of the other healings that are earth-based here. So here we go. I'm going to go to your heart chakra and open this up. So this will be probably body width for you. So here we go. I'll use the word spin to increase it. So spin, 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 open. Well, we have a good group tonight. 5th chakra, spin, spin, open. Boy, that's really good. 6th chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Going back down now below the heart, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. 2nd chakra, spin, spin, open. 1st chakra, spin, 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 open. There we go. So you should feel a little better now. We're going to do an extra opening if you'd like. We'll make your chakras about twice as wide as your body. You may feel your body actually heating up a little bit. You might feel a lot of tingles during this process here. This is one way of regaining more of your spiritual energy. So here we go. I'm going to do all the chakras at one time. So spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Okay, we're going to do another healing here. We're going to drop your consciousness. If you want to use the term ego, down into your heart center so you can be where your spirit resides. This is what this show is about, is to regain your spiritual energy, to get you more into your body so you can do the ascension process. Remember, if you're not home, who is? So here we go, and you have to be in your body to do the ascension. Here comes the energy coming to you. You can visualize, if you would, the 10th floor being your mind. We'll say your forehead, for instance, your waking consciousness, and your heart is number one. We're going to drop you down now. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And one more time, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There we go. So we're here to help you regain your spiritual energy, which is not transmitting your energy to anything outside of yourself. The dark side can take that very easily. Any thought that you have, they live on that naturally, so you don't want to project energy through any type of earth healings or projecting thoughts out to people. Because remember, when you project a thought, along with that thought that you're projecting comes your emotional density energy. So I know nobody wants to slime anybody, you know, and give them their negativity with their good intentions on doing a healing. So this is why you always want to work heart-to-heart with people, and then there's no force of will. So, Sylvia, I think everybody feels wonderful tonight. The energy is just great. So, are you there?
Yes, I am, and you're right. The energy does feel wonderful. And tonight we're talking about heart consciousness. We've been talking about that all week. And we're talking specifically tonight about walking in heart energy. And the idea is that if we become truly heart-centered, if we're really in tune with the still small voice within, and if we're connected to our own divinity, then we can really begin to walk with our heart energy with each step that we take through life. And I guess what I mean by that is, you know, it's one thing to delve into spirituality, you know, a few minutes here or there during the day, but to walk with your spirit throughout the whole day and not to lose sight of that connection to your heart is really what gets you, I think, or causes the difference, creates the difference between merely just kind of talking or reading about spirituality and truly living it and living from that beautiful heart energy. So I was thinking about that a few minutes ago and remembering a story that I'd love to share with you just to illustrate that point a little bit, to illustrate the point about heart energy versus mind energy. And last year I watched this beautiful documentary. Some of you, I'm sure, have heard of it or seen it. It was called Ryan's Well, and it was being distributed by the Spiritual Cinema Circle, which is like a monthly movie club. And they're dedicated to, you know, making available to people movies that are spiritually uplifting. So I got my monthly DVD, and it had this documentary on it called Ryan's Well, which is a true life story about a Canadian boy named Ryan who is really a wonderful example of somebody who walks in heart energy. And this beautiful little boy, when he started the first grade, he went to school on his first day, and he learned from his teacher that children in Africa were dying because they didn't have clean water to drink, and that by simply raising $70, you could actually construct one well that would supply water to a lot of people. And he thought about how water had always been available to him whenever he needed it, and he couldn't believe that there were people in the world that just couldn't even get access to any fresh, clean water. And he was so moved by this in his heart that he went home from school and he pleaded with his parents to give him the $70. And he told them all about the kids in Africa and so on. And like many parents with several children, you know, they couldn't just afford to dish out money every time their kids came to him with a request. So they didn't give it to him. And they kind of expected that because of his age, he would probably, you know, forget about it by the next day. But he didn't forget, and day after day he'd come home and he'd ask for the money, and finally they realized, you know, he might actually be serious about this idea, so they agreed to pay him for doing chores like vacuuming and house cleaning, you know, things that usually young boys aren't really interested in doing too much. So again, they didn't really expect that his interest would really last that long if he actually had to work for the money. But his heart had been stirred, and his vision of this, what he wanted to do, never wavered. So for months, this little kid would come home from school, do his chores, never complain, save every penny. He would even get his brothers to help with chores occasionally to raise extra money. And after 4 months of doing this every day, he finally raised the money for the well. So, you know, his parents understandably were very proud of that, and they went with him to the organization where they would donate the money that would see that the well was built. And when they got there and met with the officials, unfortunately, Ryan and his family learned that there had been a terrible mistake, a gross underestimation of the amount of money that actually they needed to donate another more than $2,000 to get this well built. So you would think that this little kid hearing that news would either, you know, get upset, cry, lose heart, something, you know, give up. But with that complete innocence of a child, of an unhardened heart, he just kind of said, okay, well, I'll just get the rest of the money together. And he just kept going on with his plan of doing chores. And without getting into the whole story, I'll just say that that was less than 10 years ago. And to date, this kid has raised enough money to supply over 300 wells, which have been constructed in three countries, providing, you know, water to hundreds of thousands of people who, you know, were in terrible need of a fresh water supply. So it's just amazing what he's done. He started a foundation called Ryan's Well, which has motivated thousands of children and adults all over the world to contribute, you know, to this beautiful heart-based movement. So, you know, there's many heartwarming and soul-stirring parts of this story that I wish I could tell, but for lack of time, I won't go into it. I just hope that sometime you'll get the opportunity to see this documentary for yourself. But it really touched me, and it really made me realize how, you know, when people are connected to their heart energy and their own spirituality, and they don't lose that connection, what incredible things can happen. So I guess, Ron, could you talk with us a little bit more about how we can connect to our heart energy, what it really means to walk with our hearts, and share with us some of the teachings of the Creation Lightship on this subject?
Yes, well, the main thing for ascension is to be in your body. This is the love that your spirit is here to do, to help your body in the ascension process. And in the middle of that is your ego self, not really maybe understanding it fully, or not really even caring about what's going to happen, not understanding or knowing that something's going to happen universally. So the most important thing is to get into your body, because your spirit is what your main connection is for ascension. And then to some people listening, that might just be words. You can say, well, I'm already, you know, there. You know, your mind is telling you that you're, you know, that you're in your heart and so forth. So, but the main thing is you want to definitely be in your heart all the time so that you can get your spiritual guidance. Spiritual guides that people have around them, if it's not from your heart, then typically it could be anybody being, say, a guide to you. And so then you have to wonder, well, is this a guide or is it an entity? And remember, entities that we collect will pose themselves as whatever, you know, you'd like them to be. One could come in the name of Jesus. You can call Jesus as a guide. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there who would love to take on that name. Or they could even be named that, you know, after their, you know, physical body transcended. Then the entities will actually take on a name of whatever they choose. So you have to be very careful. Your guidance needs to come from your heart center. So just by seeing you have, you know, 2 to 10 guides around you, doesn't necessarily mean that they're from the light or that they're there to give you proper information. So with the whole teachings that we have here, if you want to use that that phrase, that the teachings from the Lightship is strictly to go within. That's what Jesus taught. That's what the Lightship told him to say to people down here as he was connected directly to the Lightship for his healings and his teachings. And the main thing is that, you know, the connection to you, the divine in you, is you know, into your heart center. So you must be in your heart in order to have your divine connection. And you cannot buy spirituality. You know, you cannot really go outside of yourself. You can get information. You know, like I tell people, you just need one book with one page, you know, and that one page will say, go within. And but there are many, many, you know, maybe thousands of books now since the New Age movement started, you know, and kind of became rampant the last 30 years, telling you how to do different things. Remember, the mind loves to have a chore to do, and the ego loves to do different things. But the whole thing is to surrender the ego. Remember, it's a whole different energy system, another force field, just like an entity would be, and it has to give up its will, its conscious will, to your heart center in order to have it evolve spiritually, and for you to evolve spiritually, and for your body to definitely evolve, because this is the body's last chance right now for the ascension. So this is the most important thing, is to be, you know, heart-based in your heart. And you can visualize, if you like, we just dropped you into your heart center a little bit ago here. You can visualize, if you like, having ears on your heart and eyes on your heart and lips on your heart, and just come from your heart. And remember, your heart is not, people get mixed up with their heart being sexuality. You know, how much do I love somebody? It's not that. The heart energy is freely given. The energy always gets replenished, because your spirit is an unlimited source for the divine energy. So, you know, if you ever get tired doing healings, then the reason why you're getting tired is because you're giving away a lot of your own personal energy and not working with spirit, yourself. And so nothing outside of yourself will typically ever heal you other than your heart energy and your spirit working into your body to do the healings. So this whole show is about reclaiming your spiritual identity, and we do lots of healings for people and show you how you can get into your heart like we just got through doing. This you can practice yourself. You have to release the entities so that you can become more whole and complete. And this is the whole basic reason why the Creation Lightship is here, is to give you some of these teachings here so that you can help your body ascend. And, you know, there won't be a lot of people ascending, naturally, because people are not in their hearts and they're not in their body enough. So, you know, you're going to be finding lots of the population on this planet not ascending because they just don't know about it. And it's not taught naturally by religion, because religions are not really of the light. They're created by the Galactic Federation, and the Galactic Federation brought here these religions. Which mainly is worshiping idols and praying outside of yourself to some god outside of yourself to do favors for you and to help you. And the whole thing is to go inside. Your spirit has all your answers. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you again. Then we'll do some water charging.
Great. Well, we have some very good questions on the fast chat. And for those that are listening that might not be familiar with that, just under the picture of the light being, you'll see BBS Fast Chat, and you can just click on that, and that'll bring up a window where you can type in a question if you have a question for Ron. So there's a very good question on here right now that I'd like to bring up. It says, it's in the whole idea of listening to our inner guidance, this person is saying that the ego can sometimes mimic false guidance, so it can be very tricky for them to kind of sort out the difference between their ego voice and their heart voice. So could you speak to that, and how maybe what kinds of things people can do to help it to make sure that they're listening to the right voice?
Yes, it's very simple. If you're getting information that's coming into your physical ears, into your head, then you're not in your heart center. That's the easiest way. When you're in your heart, you're going to actually feel that you're listening, that you're actually inside of your body cavity. You know, you're actually in your heart center, in your chest. And that's the difference. If you don't feel that presence being there as a feeling, and you feel it in your head, then you're not connected to your heart. That's probably the easiest way for me to tell you how to tell the difference on it. And you will get any kind of voice that wants to come to you to say, play with you. Remember, entities, you know, need your life force energy to live on, and they're, you know, very happy to come to you and, you know, posing as your own spirit or anything else that they want to be. They can pose as you know, Mother Mary and Archangel Michael and everything else. So you want to definitely make sure that you're in your heart. This is what I attempt to tell people all the time. Don't go outside of yourself for information. Always go inside. You know, check out your internal guidance and see, you know, what your spirit is telling you. Even on this program here, do this. This is why I'm continuously getting people to go into their hearts so you can actually tell the difference between what's right and what's wrong. And the universal truths will always outshine the belief systems here on this planet. Remember, the belief systems here are put into the matrix. This is why I say not to go outside of yourself and project energy for healing or awakening consciousness in everybody else, because you're just giving your energy away to the dark side, into the matrix. It's like a big vacuum, and these beings live on that. And the 100th monkey scenario only works in the matrix. It's not a divine law. You know, people talk about the divine very, very loosely, like it's real. And the divine is all free choice. The divine does not really care what you do, because you're created to be in non-judgment. But the mind control here that we're stuck in, which is from these energies of extraterrestrial beings, and that word I use because that means that it's not from this planet, and these beings are ones that could have souls, and probably most do not. And the ones that are soulless were not created by the light, so that we call that the dark energies. And these energies need the light to live on, because they want to interfere with your connection to the light, but they don't want to be in the light, so they use up your life force energy. Remember, they brought everything here on this planet that's in chaos. Remember, the Earth did not create hurricanes and thunderstorms and, you know, on and on and on. And then you can talk about famine and wars and, you know, freezing, you know, hailstorms, etc. You know, it was a divine place here. And those energies are brought here by the dark side. So if you look at it, you know, the Earth spirit is not, or you might use the word Mother Nature, it is not here to punish anything. It wants to live in light, which is love energy. And so the love energy that is here is being tampered with by the dark side beings that are here to take your energy. So the main thing is, the only way you can actually get your own guidance is to go inside into your heart. That's the only thing that you ever have to rely on, that you ever need to rely on. And everything else is probably going to be an illusion for you. So always go to your heart to get your guidance. And by all means, don't, you know, connect to groups doing special, say, meditations at a given time in a day, because your energy could be stolen from you. They could steal your soul. There's a lot of practitioners now that's come forward in the last probably 20 years that you see everywhere now in all the different trade journals. And a lot of them are not connected to the divine source. They don't. If they were, they'd tell you to go to your heart. And they teach you how to do heart healings, not how to give you tools to do different things. Remember, whenever you use the mind energy, which is New Age metaphysics right now, that's controlling something out there. You're putting a force of will out, and then it's like battle of the minds. And then from there, you know, if you're stronger than somebody else, you may get what you wish to have, like your parking place. So don't go into that. Remember, there could be 20 people looking for the same parking place, and maybe your mind is stronger. So what happened to the other 19? It's force of will. So basically, just you know, keep inside and keep centered. So, Sylvia, what's next? Anything else you need to talk about? And if not, we'll do water charging.
Well, I'd like to take up a few more of the questions on the fast chat. We've got one question about what does the Creation Lightship think about daily meditation?
Well, for myself, I don't meditate. When I was taught how to meditate, or shown how to meditate years and years ago, I was in meditation groups, and they'd always tell you to ground yourself to the earth. Well, being a greenhorn, I didn't know what that really was, but they kind of described it like you look for like a crystal in the center of the earth. So you put your psychic energy core down, and you're out there looking around, you know, sending your spirit out to look for something down there. And then all of a sudden, you maybe find something, or you visualize it, and then you put your energy there. Well, for myself, that was kind of like suffocating my spiritual energy, because I don't live on the earth energy's frequency. In fact, the only thing that's on this earth that will live on the earth frequency energy is the earth spirit. You know, so look at yourself. Are you the earth spirit? And you're going to say, well, of course not. Well, then why are you dealing with the earth energy? Okay? And so they're using that terminology of grounding, connecting yourself to something that's not yourself. So, you know, like I say, why don't you ground yourself to a dog or to a alligator or, you know, a bird in the sky? You know, why do you pick the earth? And they go, well, you know, that's, you know, because it's a real dense thing. Well, why do I want to be connected to densities? I don't want to connect to the spiritual growth of the earth spirit and have the tornadoes come into me, connecting with those energies and rains and the tidal waves, etc. I don't need to do that. So for myself, I don't ground to the earth. I ground to myself. And like I say again, where are you? If I ask you a question right now, where are you? You're going to say, well, you should say, I'm in my heart. And that's where you ground to. You ground to yourself. And then as far as meditating, most people meditate and they go out of their bodies. And that's very dangerous because is your body protected when you're out of your body? You're forcing yourself to do something. You're going to force a will with the mind. And at that point, you can draw entities to you. I watch a lot of people who come to me at the different expos and things, and they start talking, and to them, meditating is being spiritual. And they say, yeah, I meditate an hour a day or a half an hour a day. Some people say I meditate 3 or 4 hours. And you look at their eyes, and their eyes are always glossed over. And what does glossy eyes mean? You should all know this answer. A glossy-eyed person means that they're not in their body. What happened was they gave their permission to their spirit to leave. Entities came in at that time. And now they're taken over. They're actually possessed by many, many entities, and they still meditate. And they think they're getting their spiritual guidance. So, at least I assume so anyway. Or they're trying to do stress release because they don't want to live here. And so basically for meditation, in most meditations they tell you, you know, at the very end of it, they always say, well, come back now, you know, maybe wiggle your toes or something. Well, they're telling you that it's okay to be out of your body, which it is definitely not. You can go to the astral plane, have problems there. You know, it's all negative stuff. You want to stay with your body. You don't want your spirit to leave you. Your spirit will leave you automatically when you're sleeping because there's no need to be inside of your body typically during that time because you're not conscious. And as long as you're physically awake, you want to be in your body. So anyway, that's meditation. And you can get your guidance without going outside of yourself. Just, you know, ask your spirit to have it come to you. You don't have to go out and search the universe for one or two answers that you're looking for. So I kind of hope that answers your question. So always stay inside of yourself. But, yeah, I have seen a lot of people who meditate. And you can look at your friends, too. Even look at yourself. Look at your eyes. Are your eyes real bright? You know, if they're not bright, you have entities. And that's not good. And that's, you know, the dark side loves having people with entities. Okay, Sylvia.
So maybe we can talk for just a minute, like if a person is used to, you know, carving out an hour a day for meditation or something like that, let's talk just briefly about what they could do in that time as far as maybe releasing entities, you know, calling in more of their spirit energy to them, dropping into their heart center, going within for guidance and that type of thing.
Yeah, you can get your guidance just as you're walking along and being fully awake. You don't have to meditate to get spiritual guidance. Just drop right into your heart, and you're there. Now, if you're meditating, you know, to have stress reduction, then you might as well just go to sleep, because that's probably what you're actually doing anyway, but you're leaving your body open by you forcing yourself to do that. So I would hope that meditation is for the person to want to get guidance. And people, I think, have been told that in order to be spiritual, you must meditate for a long time, which is not true. So just connect. Ask your spirit what needs to be done. Remember, when you're in the moment, that's when you're connected to your spirit. And so, you know, to me, it's a no-brainer. You know, don't go out of your body. Just stay in your body and ask for guidance. Go into your heart. You don't have to meditate to do that. So I think that's another one of the dark side ploys here to get you off your spiritual path of being fully conscious of spirit is to create these traps for us here, much like praying outside of yourself to some God outside of yourself. And then you got to make sure it's the right one, naturally. And then you have to have the right religion, you know, and it goes on and on and on. And so the main thing is just to connect inside of yourself. And, you know, the churches can just go away because they don't have to really be here because you're already connected to the divine.
All right, well, let's take up one more question before we get into the water charging. We have a question. What if someone is praying for you in their prayer group and you didn't ask for that?
Okay, well, you got to first look at it and say, well, number one, what are they doing to you? What are they praying to? Okay? Are they praying to some energy which we call God? Remember, Jesus said, "You are God." So everybody on this planet is a God, okay? So right away, who are they praying to? Now, they're praying to some off-planet energy out in the cosmos there. That's a dark side being. Because remember, when you put energy outside of yourself, you really know where it's going to. I don't think anybody here could actually honestly answer yes to that question. So basically, when you pray outside of yourself, put energy outside of yourself, you have no idea where it's going to and who's collecting it. So if this prayer group is now putting energy to something that's of the dark side and they're connecting, which is courting to you, then you're being courted by the dark side. It gets pretty icky, doesn't it? So you definitely want to know what they're doing. And is it good? I don't know. That you have to ask your spirit. This is what I tell everybody. Go inside and ask your spirit. Your spirit will tell you. It might say, man, these guys are really giving me, you know, I got 500 people in this prayer group from the church ABC, and all of a sudden, you know, I'm being psychically attacked by this dark energy. And they may have great intentions for you. So remember, the only thing that can heal you is your spirit and your heart to be a successful healing. So, and I don't think anybody wants to really get slimed with this dark energy and then have to deal with the ramifications of people's emotional energies that's attached with their open heart energy that they think they're using. Remember, you're using mind energy whenever you do anything like that. And mind energy is the darkness. That's the matrix here. This is the mind control that these negative ETs have brought to this planet. And it affects everybody. It affects all the governments. It affects you. It affects everything on this planet. And so definitely you want to disconnect yourself from that if you possibly can so that you can connect inside of yourself to get your own guidance, because it's not going to be outside of yourself. Okay, Sylvia, anything else on the fast chat?
Yeah, I guess let's do our water charging and so on, and then we'll get back to some more questions in a little bit.
Okay, so just take your glass of water now. And I'd like you to scroll down on the screen to have this beautiful light being in front of you. And she's a light being.
And if you're new to this, you want to taste your water first so that you can tell the difference when you taste it after the activation.
Well, that's a good idea. So take a sip of your water. And if you wish, you can watch the beautiful light beam on your monitor screen, and she'll come into this here. And this is pure love energy coming into your monitor. The light ship only works heart to heart. They only use heart energy. They do not use mind energy. Remember, I said mind energy is the dark side. It's the matrix. It's what is used to control things. And we have plenty of control here on this planet. Remember, as above, so below. Thank you, Galactic Federation. So what I will say, I do talk about the Federation a lot. And if you notice that, you know, what are they really doing? A lot of people say how great they are by the beautiful channelings. You know, it's all lip service to me. But they have never really come down here to stop the wars and to change the weather patterns here, okay? And so, and they can. They have the technology to do all of that. So what they do is they use a term by most people who channel them that the Federation cannot have, the spiritual law talks about non-interference. You know, but hello, here they are interfering with us continuously, daily, you know, minute by minute with this mind control and having wars and everything else. So, you know, just by hearing that, you can just read through the lines knowing that it's a bunch of BS. So they're here to only cause us harm right now. When they decide to turn into the light, remember, they're conscious beings too, at least the ones with souls in them. You know, it's their choice to protect us. That's why they're put in place. And they're here to bring us spiritual integrity. And I don't think they're doing a very good job of it here. That's why they created our world religions here. So, this light beam is being charged up beautifully here. Just kind of watch your picture. And you may see it change a little bit here. Colors normally get a little more vibrant. Her eyes will become very bright. And right now I'm seeing her face kind of lift off the screen a little bit as she's becoming more three-dimensional in appearance. And take your glass of water now. You may feel your heart chakra getting warm. And you're going to feel this beautiful energy go from your heart up to your shoulders and down your arms, elbows, into your palm chakras, and into your fingers. And she's going to start to activate your water right now. And this normally takes about 20 seconds to do, so just kind of take note on how it feels to be connected with this divine presence coming into your body, and she's doing a special water charging just for you. Okay. Beautiful. Okay. It feels completed, so I'll take a sip of your water and just see how it tastes. And I'll do the same here. Mine is very wet. How's yours, Sylvia?
I would say for tonight, the biggest difference for my water is it just got very thick and silky compared to how it was before. Very silky and smooth as it goes down.
So we'll do another type of healing here. We'll do a healing of the emotions for people. And like we say, in order to be in your body, you need to shed your emotional baggage that prevents your spirit from being in your body. Remember, your emotions are judgment, and your spirit is not in judgment, so it cannot come into judgment. It doesn't resonate there. And the judgment is what destroys your physical body, which is why you don't heal, because you have judgment accumulated. And it's also why you get your physical problems and illnesses. So we'll just do a quickie healing here. We're going to do an emotional clearing to help you get more into your body. So here we go. We're going to go from this point in time to your last birthday. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So if you're on the show a few nights ago, we did the same type of clearing for you. So you may even notice that if you had any trauma in the last, couple days, if you look at it now, it'll be released from you. If you're new to the show, just look back upon your life and go back maybe 3 years and just see how you feel emotionally toward a situation that you dealt with that maybe caused you anger or fear, anxieties. There's many things that happen to people, car accidents, traumas as far as divorce, losing money, anything like this and more. Just kind of look at the situation, and you should feel pretty disattached from it. And this feeling heals your spirit of the densities that your emotional body imprinted onto it, and it also heals your physical body and the emotional body. I work with a lot of people whose loved ones have passed on, and they'll be doing the clearing. They'll also request that this be done for their loved one, too. So it takes about 50 years on the other side to have your emotions cleansed out of your spirit, this judgment energy. Remember, your spirit mimics you. Whatever you have going on in your life, it has it, too. This is why you have to heal the spirit first before you have physical healings also. Okay, Sylvia.
Well,
are you there?
Yes, I'm here, and back to the water charging. We have a comment on the fast chat from Anika, that the water was more slippery for them also. It's very neat. It's sometimes funny how the same water charging or water activation can make the water taste differently for different people as well. So that brings up the fact that each one of those water activations is for the individual person for what they need at that time, and it's very specific to them. So that's something really great that the light beings can do. And part of that, part of the ascension preparation work that's done by the Creation Lightship is the water activation, which gives people those healing codes that are specific to them. So, Ron, maybe you want to bring up the next time that there's going to be one of those ascension preparation calls.
Yes, we're having one in a couple of weeks. It'll be on the 15th, Saturday. So a couple of weeks away here at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So the cost on it is $60. It's a four-hour special conference call. And this call is just wonderful. We do water charging. We do 7 gallons of water. And you're on the light ship for the whole time. And we go into different rooms. We go into typically the room that your spirit was created in. That's very, very beautiful and precious. We at times go into the room where Jesus resides, and also the room where maybe Saint Germain would be, Mother Mary. There's all different types of healing modalities there in the light ship. We go into a pain release room. We're going through to just different crystal rooms. They have a room for scanning for cancer, detoxification, rooms to eliminate traumas out of our bodies, too. So there's just many, many rooms, ascension rooms, where they have Merkabas, different size colored discs, and there's also the dolphins and whales there. I mean, it's just a wonderful. It's kind of like going to like Disneyland for the first time, in a sense. And the people who actually can see on the light ship, and we do have quite a few that can actually see who get on these calls, they just really enjoy it because they see what they're doing. You can actually feel the dolphins sometimes. Sometimes we go out on different light ships, and you can actually visit the Earth here. Sometimes we go into the new eighth-dimensional Earth creation that the Earth Spirit is going to after it ascends during the universal shift here. It's going to be leaving this Earth plane. So this frequency that the Earth is will not be here because it will not have any more life force energy. The blueprint will be available to other spirits that are spirits that have created or wish to create a planet. But the Earth plane here will no longer exist with this Earth Spirit. And so it's going to what we call 8D reality, and its creation is already created. It's already been busy doing that work. So we sometimes go to that room and actually see the new Earth. It's very, very beautiful. And this is where you have the opportunity yourself to be able to go, if you like the Earth Spirit, to go with its resonance, and it will allow you to go with it during the ascension time. And that means taking your physical body to its new creation. And if you don't get into your body, you know, all the way and get rid of your densities, then it can't really help you, because it's your responsibility only to do this. There's no such thing as your neighbor doing the work and you're going to be riding on their coattail. It doesn't work that way. If it would have worked with Jesus, you know, 2,000 years ago. So you have to be responsible for yourself. And not all the earth population is going to be ascending. You know, it's just the people are too dense. They don't understand what's happening. And the darkness is here to give mind control. Remember, as above, so below. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. So we're here to help as many people as we can. And the ones that hear the call and understand the truth of what's happening on this show. And people find us all the time. So it's up to you to understand what your responsibility is to your body. And if your body does not ascend, then your spirit will go on like it normally would have done, except on the earth plane here, you're stuck here. But you're going to be able to go on as a free spirit to wherever you choose to go to for your next incarnation. There's no such thing as the forced reincarnation like we have here in the universe. This planet has that here, which is the dark side, keeping us held captive. So, you know, if you're worried about maybe your daughter or your husband or your wife or your parents or whatever, yeah, their spirit will leave, and the body will not be rematerialized over again during the universal shift, because it'll be too dense. So it takes a spirit to be in it, so everything will be dematerialized, and your spirit will move on and find a new body somewhere, and that's just the way it goes. It'll be like the blink of an eye, so there's no trauma involved on it. It's just up to you to make the shift, and how much do you love your body? Most people don't really love their bodies. They'd rather go out and do something else, and they don't understand what's happening. But if you do love your body enough and you want to really get into the spiritual energy, which is where you should be anyway, in your heart center, and to have your spirit walk with you fully in your body, so your body can become, instead of a physical earthly body, it can become a spiritual body, an earth spiritual body. And at that point, you're going to be able to have the divine, which is you, walking with your body inside completely, and live a spiritual life. So this is your choice. It's no one else's but your own. And you can't buy spirituality. And by all means, don't go outside of yourself and give your energy away, because the dark side loves that, and it'll take your energy from you and even steal part of your soul. So that's, you know, what I tell people is don't participate into events where there's a lot of people doing something together, because you don't know what you're tapped into on the other end of that energy channel. If you don't know where your energy is going, then don't give it away freely, because, you know, you don't know what the extra hook is coming back to you on the boomerang. So I'll turn it over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a question about other than entity clearing, what suggestions do you have for dealing with anger issues?
Let's see here. Well, we'll just do a quickie healing here. We'll go back 6 months for the people listening for anger issues. So I'm just writing this down on a piece of paper right now here. So here we go. We'll go back 6 months, and we'll go 5 months, 4, 3, 2, and 1. This is to help you get rid of some of the anger imprinting. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 5 months back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, number 4 month, fourth month back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. 3 months back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first clear. 2 months, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. 1 month, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And we'll do up to the last week here to now. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second clear, and first cleared. There we go. So that should be completed. So kind of look at your anger now, see how you feel. See if what maybe pushed your buttons is kind of released now somewhat. This should be a help for you. Okay, Sylvia.
Okay, now I just realized on last night's show, we had promised one of the listeners who had requested for doing a water activation with the water from Lourdes, France. So do we want to get another glass of water, or how should we do that, Ron?
Yeah, why don't you go get another glass of water, and we'll do this special charging. So what we're going to do is put in the frequencies of energy that the light ships did for Mother Mary. And down here, she was guiding St. Bernadette for this year. So just get your other glass of water right now. And I'll have to get one myself, so you could talk for a minute if you would. Sylvie, I need to get some more water here.
Well, if you're not familiar with the story of St. Bernadette, you can get information on the Internet or in books about her. But she was in Lourdes, France, and there was a pool of water there that had amazing healing benefits and healing properties that many people still go to today. And St. Bernadette, after she passed away, her body has stayed in a state of, it hasn't decomposed, and you can, I think, see pictures of her beautiful presence on the Internet where you can see her still in that resting state without any, it looks like she's alive, you know. So it's just a very special story, very amazing. And the energy that comes in when oftentimes Ron brings St. Bernadette to us energetically is just very, very special. Very beautiful, very peaceful.
I'm back, yeah. Sometimes I'll energize her photos when I have them or do it on the Internet for people sometimes. Screen becomes alive. She gets her light force energy into her body. It's just beautiful. We'll have her come through this light beam here. That's in front of your screen, or it should be. If not, scroll down on your monitor and look at the beautiful light beam. So we're going to first bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And the beautiful light beam that was here earlier, we'll now just kind of step aside, and we'll bring in Mother Mary into this light beam here. And you'll probably feel your heart energy expand out. Remember, they only connect to your heart. This is the way you tell if you're getting true guidance or not. If it comes into your mind, you're not there. Then you're in the mental realm, and that's the matrix. That's the controlling energy that's here, unfortunately.
And also, sometimes with Mother Mary, sometimes when she comes in, you may experience the scent of roses along with her.
Yep, here we go. Okay, she's getting activated very nicely. And now we're going to have her stay there and bring in St. Bernadette also here. And then we'll do a water charging, and they'll put in the energy that would be here in Lourdes, France. Okay, this is the energy which the light ship did for St. Bernadette. This is the healing waters. I'll be coming down into your glass of water here. Okay, she's getting fully energized here right now. Wonderful. Feels great. You should feel your body probably loosening up too. Tension should be leaving your body. And you should feel very, very solid. Okay. And put one hand on each side of your glass of water. And they're going to start to energize this right now for you. And this will give the frequencies that are in the water at Lourdes, France right now. These are pure energies from the creation light ship. These energies are not coming down through the Galactic Federation to be diluted or tainted with negativity. And it's, for me, my hands are very electric right now. They're like pulsating, kind of buzzing. How's yours, Sylvia?
Oh, yeah, the same. I feel it very much in my palm chakras, like the energy is just going right through to the water.
Okay. You might even want to save part of this water and maybe put it in some bath water tonight, too. That's possible if you wish to do that. Okay, another 10 seconds here. Then I'll have you taste some of this water here. So you may ask your guidance inside of your heart if you want to drink all the water. Remember, don't go into your head. go to your heart and see if you should drink the water all, like right now or tonight, or save some for your bath water. Or if you don't have a bath, you may want to just rub it on your body someplace. Maybe you have maybe a sunburn or a sore or something, you know. It's up to you, but you want to connect with your spirit first. Okay, so I'm going to have some of my water here and just see how it tastes. Boy, mine's very, very thick.
Yeah, it really is, and very silky, and it just tastes wonderful. It goes down like my...
Boy, that's really good.
I want to drink it all right now.
Yeah. I drink all of mine, but I already had a glass. I can only get half of it down.
Yeah.
So if you want to comment on how your water is, you can go to Fast Chat and you can give a little comment if you wish. So what we'll do here, we'll go a little bit over on time here. And we'll just do a couple more healings for everybody here because we're about at our ending time right now. So we'll go over a little bit. What I want to do is bring in... if you want to scroll down and get the Creation Lightship insignia, it's about halfway on your scroll bar down. It's a little staff with wings on it. And we're going to bring in a couple of the divine creative energies here. I'm going to bring in, I guess we'll bring in the first two source energies here. There's 12 of them. We'll bring in number one first here. You can feel what one of the creative source energies feels like. And it's going to come through this insignia from the light ship here. The very strong, beautiful, loving energies. And it's going to take a deep breath and relax here. Remember, it only comes into your heart. And... I've had comments where people would say, yeah, I have a difficult time actually going to my head during your show. I feel like I am more heart-centered because I'm actually being held there so I can experience the show through the heart energies. And you might just kind of take note of that yourself. You're hearing my words, but are my words really resonating with your head or resonating with your heart? And if it resonates with your heart, then your whole body will resonate with it. Because your whole body is created from the divine. So here we go. This is energy number one coming through. It feels very nice, very nurturing. So we do attach our emotional energies to it in a sense on how we can describe how these feel. And how do you sense this energy, Sylvia?
For me, it's very, like you said, nurturing. I get very warm and kind of tingly and just very peaceful also, very calming. It's very comforting. It just feels like, you know, kind of you feel like home or, you know, like connected to something that's very right.
I have a question here. Is Jesus on the Creation Light Ship? Yes, this is where Jesus resides. That is correct. Okay, we'll bring in Creative Source Energy number two. And here we go. Number two will start to come in here. Remember, there's nothing for you to do. This is not 3D type of healing like we have here, different modalities. This is the divine working with you that created you. And they only come here once every 2,000 years to help us for the ascension process. Okay, this feels different, a different flavor of the divine. A little stronger to me.
Now, I don't know if there's any such thing as male and female in these different energies, but I experienced it so sort of like the difference between when we have the female light beings working with us and when we have the males. And the first one felt more female, and this one felt more male, more direct.
Mm-hmm. It's a very strong energy. We have another question. Why doesn't Jesus and the creation lightship stop the dark in the Galactic Federation from their power? Well, they are doing that. This is why they come every 2,000 years. And that's why they get rid of the darkness to allow everything to come back into spiritual integrity. So, and they do battle the darkness. They do have defense fleets that do battle the darkness. So the darkness, in a sense, is taken over the light. And at some point, like every 2,000 years, the light comes back in and dematerializes its creations, which we call ascension, and then things start over again. Remember, the darkness was never created by the light.
You might mention also, Ron, about the percentage of light, that how that's changed since the creation lightship has come this time.
Yes, it was about 20% light on this planet. That was about 2.5 years ago. And then it went up slowly, but it went up to 38%. And then we had firing of the grid. And at that point, it dropped back down to 32. So why did it drop to 32? Because everybody who worked with that energy, some grid system somewhere, sent it to the dark side, gave their spiritual energy away, and allowed the darkness to come through in full force to come onto this planet over again. So we dropped back to 32%, and right now we're at 39%. And so they have gained 1% during this process here. But here in Mount Shasta, about 3 days before that event occurred, there was all kinds of thunderstorms here. There was over 1,100 lightning strikes causing fires. There was all kinds of ship clouds up here. A ship cloud is a cloud that looks like a flying saucer in a sense. They have flat bottoms to them normally. And they just suffocated the mountain with these lenticular clouds. It was just awful, almost, you know, tear-jerking looking at these things coming in here. And remember, the darkness is probably only a few thousand feet above your head. So you have to realize that they're here continuously. And when you see animal clouds in the sky, those are here fighting the darkness. And normally what will happen is the creation lightship will come and actually stop time on these clouds. And the clouds, you could have a windy day, and the clouds won't move at all. And at that point, when that happens, they're fighting these clouds, and all of a sudden they disappear within maybe an hour or two. But they do come to these high spiritual mountains to get, in a sense, fuel. They use this, the energy of the mountain to charge up with. So, and that's probably true of all the different really high mountains on this planet. How many people are ready to ascend? Well, I can tell you the information that I had 2.5 years ago when they wanted me to do this mission here to get people awakened. There was 1,500 people. So just thinking that you're good and that you do kind things and that you read all the spiritual books is not going to help you ascend. You have to be in your body. Right now, they're not willing to tell me, but I know it's more than 1,500. But, you know, it's up to you to do the work to get into your body. That's the whole process. You have to be in your body to do the ascension process. You can get, probably your guidance to find out what else you want to do or can do for this year. But the main thing is, if you're not on your body, if you can't have your spirit hold the frequency of your body like it was when you were first born as a baby, then your spirit just can't take, you know, two fingers with you for the ascension. It needs to take your whole body. That's to be completely integrated 100% with you. And this is the facts. This is very, very simple. and you have to do the work to get into your body, which means releasing your densities out of your body to allow your body to take full spirit energy into it. Okay, we're going to bring in another energy. We'll bring in number three, source energy. There are 12 source energies. This will be number three coming forward. So again, look at the insignia. It's going to come through here to you. This one feels nice. Very, very nice. Very nurturing.
It feels very uplifting to me, like almost like what, when you bring in the ascension energy and you feel your whole body kind of wanting to rise up.
Yep.
Just wanted to mention also, there's a comment on the fast chat from someone who was saying that they wanted to do the grid firing but kept being told by their heart not to, so didn't do it, which was very, very good. But I also wanted to just say, you know, if you participated in that, don't beat yourself up, because the thing is about that is that people that have very good intentions and really want to, you know, make things better are the prime candidates for getting caught up in doing that. You know, if you didn't care about the world and other people and the earth, you wouldn't be out there wanting to do something like that. It's just a very too bad and a shame that there are, you know, people that are, you know, trapping us into doing and manipulating people into doing that by making them think that they're doing this thing that's very, very, very good. And this is, again, why it's so important to go into your heart and really, you know, take a look at what is happening. You know, where is that energy going really? Do you really know? And if you don't, and if it, you know, doesn't totally speak to your heart, then don't go there.
Yes, and we'll do a healing on all those that are online who have done that healing. We'll have the light ship disconnect you from whatever you got corded into by doing this here. And another thing, you know, the earth spirit is as big physically as the earth, okay? And so how can you possibly, your little physical body and your little mind, do anything to help the earth? I mean, you know, look at it, you know, realistically, you know? It's like you're like a little grain of sand. How can it possibly do anything at all, you know? So this is how you have to look at it, okay? The earth spirit is very wise, has lots of energy. It has to have all the trees grow. It makes the water, you know, on the surface. I mean, everything that it does, it's in charge of, okay? And the darkness just kind of crept in, and that's why it has problems, okay? But it's still able to be self-sustaining. And so don't think that you can even anyhow, any way, help anything, okay? So what we're going to do now is a healing on all those listening who have participated in the firing of the grid, and maybe even other times where they maybe have put their energy out with a good intention to help something, and maybe you got tangled up with some kind of negative cording that you know nothing about that can help steal your soul. This is what happens, okay? So we're going to have the light ship come now. And just sit back and relax, and they're going to start to disconnect energies from you, from the dark side that connected to yourself. So here we go. We're going to do a chakra clearing here. Well, I'm going to do 10 of these, so here we go. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Number 2, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Number 3, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Number 4, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Number 5, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Number 6, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Number 7, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, fourth cleared. A lot of the fourth here from somebody or many of you out there here. There's some kind of healing that you probably participated in. There we go. Heart chakra here. These are just numbers that I'm doing here. There, you're cleared. Third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, number eight, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, number nine, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and number 10, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Yes, you may feel your energy shifting. If you do, it's because you were corded by the dark side, and you're now disconnected. What they want me to do, too, now is also for people who have a little hard to describe this here, but for people that have had these negative ETs come into their bodies, these soulless beings, I use the word shapeshifters. Some people you probably have seen where their eyes change a little bit. Maybe the physical form will change as you look at them into like maybe a reptilian energy. The creation light shift now is going to allow them to come into the light. And if they're willing to come into the light, they can at this time. So we're just going to do a clearing here. And I'll do the chakras again here. I'm going to do it five times. And these beings can now gently come out of you. And they're going to be given a soul. And they'll be able to, or spirit, and they'll be working with spiritual law at this time if they choose to do so. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Remember, this is the love and light coming to them. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Number two, sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. Again, sixth cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. First cleared. There's a lot leaving. Next, six. Number four, six cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And number five, six cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There we go. Wonderful. I saw quite a few of them come into the light. Just very, very wonderful. So, how are you, Sylvia?
Oh, wonderful. I just feel a lot of energy, a lot of wonderful changes in our group tonight.
Yeah, this is just a very powerful healing here. So we're going to bring in one more divine source energy into the creation light chip insignia. This is source energy number four. And here we go. Starting to energize now. Wonderful creation lightship insignia here. Beautiful. A lot of peace energy coming. Wow. Okay. How do you feel, Sylvia?
It's almost hard to talk about. It's just such a wonderful, peaceful, blissful kind of energy.
Yeah, we had a lot of those beings get healed, too. I mean, I'm still having them go through me.
Yeah.
To the light. It's just very, very wonderful.
And there seems to be just so much light coming from the insignia.
Mm-hmm.
And the colors, you know, for me have changed, and it's just beautiful.
Okay, so we'll go up to six here. So this will be number five coming through here. So here comes number five. And it's getting fully activated now. Oh, this is great. It's like a higher state of love energy. Almost wants my body wants to like lift up a little bit.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? great.
Okay, and again, just kind of absorb this beautiful energy here. This is the energy that created you. And now we'll bring in the last energy here, number 6 for tonight here. This will be half of the 12 source energies here. And this is number 6 here, coming in. This one feels like a very high energy of consciousness. Okay. So we'll bring in divine peace energy now for everyone. And it'll come in through this wonderful insignia now. Come into your room and it'll bless you. And as you can tell, these healings only work in the heart center. They don't work the mind at all. They're heart-based healings, heart-centered healings. I love having emails from people. If you'd like to share your experience with me, you can just click on the email right on the above the, beneath the light beam here.
And if you have a question about or something that we can address on the radio show, or a topic that you'd like to address, or you just want to share a healing experience, you can use that email address radio@creationlightship, and we will try to take that up on our next show.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So just go underneath the light beam, and about 4 inches below, there's different addresses there, and we have radio@creationlightship.com for radio suggestions, and then for your healings, if you want to comment on what you've had tonight. I just really love connecting with you. I get quite a few emails. I just love reading every one of them. So I guess we'll be signing off now. So I guess the main thing is to stay in your heart and, you know, allow the divine to flow in you, which is your spirit. And if you're interested in having more healings like we just got through doing here, we have on Mondays and Fridays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, a one-hour lightship healing session. And they're only $20. And then on the 15th of September, we have another call on Saturday at 1 o'clock, which is $60. It's a four-hour lightship healing also for ascension. So these are all very beneficial and can move you forward a lot to release the densities out of you so you can hold more of your spiritual energy. So I guess we'll just say blessings to you all, and our next show will be on Monday at 4 o'clock, and all these healings will again work again on the archives. They'll be activated fully as you tune into them. So blessings to all of you. We have over 100 archives now. So they're nice to listen to. I have people who email me saying they listen to some over and over and over again. And then other people, they, you know, just keep listening to different shows, getting more and more tuned in and plugged into their divinity of who they are. Remember, you just need one book, one page, you'll say, go within. This is what the show's about, the same teachings of Jesus, to go within, to get your spiritual energy, to know who you are, and to walk and talk with your spirit so it can be fully in your body. So I'll just sign off now. So blessings to all of you. And have just a wonderful weekend here. And we'll be on again Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, blessings to all. Thanks, Don, for allowing us to go over tonight and have time for additional healings. Much love to everyone, and we'll see you on Monday. Good night.